Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, praise God for the opportunity and the privilege and honor to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke and remind you and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Proverbs chapter 22. Again, Proverbs chapter 22. And we're going to continue our teaching, and hopefully we will finish it up today on disobedience, understanding disobedience and its consequences. Now, the first two scriptures that I will read today will be from the Amplified Study Bible. All other scriptures will be from the Ever-Increasing Study Bible, the New King James versions. So, if you found Proverbs 22, please go to verse number 6. And it says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, teaching him to seek God's wisdom and will for his abilities and talents. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Now please go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 4. And it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Do not aspirate them to the point of resentment with demands that are trivial or unreasonable or embarrassing or abusive, nor by showing favoritism or indifference of any form, bringing them up tenderly with loving kindness in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. So we see here in the Word of God that we need to train our children. And that word train simply means to make one to do. So we train our children up, and when they're old, they will not depart from the things of God. Amen. And we train them up in the compassion and the loving kindness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are given instructions, commandments from God to train our children with the love, the tenderness, and discipline in the way that he should go. When our children are old, or when they're mature in the things of God, they will not depart from it. And we know it is true because God's word tells us it's true. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 55. Again, Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 11. And it says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it." So God's words, the training and the instruction of our children, will see to it when they're mature in the things of God that it will not return to them void. Amen. So proper training and instruction and discipline of God's word will produce fruit in that child's life. Now, the universal law for cause and effect states that for every effect, there is a definite cause. Likewise, for every cause, there is a definite effect. Now, our last time together, we were looking at the consequences for the believer for their disobedience as written in the book of Deuteronomy 28. Amen. Now, this chapter has 68 verses in which they reveal the blessings and the cursings. Amen. The blessings and the cursings, the consequences for disobedience for the believer. Now, the first 14 verses deals with the blessings bestowed upon those who are obedient to God's commandment. Now, that is exactly 20.59% of the 68 verses. The next 54 verses, which is exactly 79.44% of the 68 verses, deals with the curse. That's 3.75 more verses that deal with the consequences for being disobedient than the blessings. My question, do you think God is trying to tell us something here? Now, we've already read the first 14 verses last week that dealt with the blessings. We learned that God wants his children to be blessed. But we must be obedient to his commandments in order for those blessings to manifest in our lives. Now, we're going to continue where we left off last week, because I told you it's important that we understand what the consequences for disobedience is. The scripture tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, see, I would assign an assignment for you to read these verses, but I'm not sure you'll do that. Matter of fact, I don't know what you might do. So we're going to read from 15 to 68. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing. You're going to hear the consequences for disobedience right here. I'm going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to read these. So let's begin with verse number 15, the curses. But before I do, let me give you some information. You're going to hear the word cursed a lot. And that simply means to extricate, to and exorcate means to declare to be evil or detestable, to denounce. It originates from the Latin verb, which means to put under a curse. So that word curse means to be evil, detestable, to denounce. And then you will also hear where it says God will make the plague, or the God will make something such. Well, God is not making anything to put on you. What God is going to do, God will allow these things to happen. Because why? He has to. Because you are allowing them by being disobedient. So I just wanted to clear it up as we read these scriptures so you can get an understanding exactly what God's word means. Amen? So, in saying that, let's continue at Deuteronomy 28, beginning with verse number 15. These verses deal with the curse. And it says, "But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed you shall be when you come in, and cursed shall be when you go out. The Lord will send on you a cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doing in which you have forsaken me." Verse 21, "The Lord will make the plague to cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumptions, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. And your heavens, which are over your head, shall be bronze, and the earth, which is under you, shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heavens it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scabs, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion to heart." Verse 29, "And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long, and there shall be no strength in your hands. Verse 33, a nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils, which cannot be healed, and from the soles of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there shall be severe, and you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. Verse 37, and you shall become an acknowledgment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord will drive you. You shall carry much seed out in the field, but gather little in, for the locusts shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and lend and tend to them, but you shall neither drink of the wine or gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Verse 40. You shall have olive trees throughout all your territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall beset sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And you shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Verse 48. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you do not understand. Verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly nor show favor to the young. And they shall eat the increase of your livestock and the produce of your land until you are destroyed. They shall not leave you grain nor new wine or oil, or the increase of your cattle, or the offspring of your flocks, until they have destroyed you. They shall besiege you at all your gates, until your high and fortified walls, in which you trust, come down throughout all your land, and they shall besiege you at all your gates throughout all your land, which the Lord God has given you. You shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you, in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you. The sensitive and very refined man among you will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the rest of his children, whom he leaves behind, so that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children, whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and destroyed straits in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. Verse 56, the tender and delicate woman among you, whom would not venture to set the soles of her foot on the ground because of her delicacies and sensitivities, will refuse to be the husband of her bosom. And to her son and to her daughter, her placentia, which comes from between her feet, and her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of everything in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. Verse 58. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear the glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague that is not written in this book of the law will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. You shall be left in few numbers, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude, because you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Verse 63, and it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other. There shall be where they serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. And among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the soles of your foot have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and anguish of soul. Your life shall be hanging in doubt before you, and you shall fear day and night, and there you will have no assurance of life. Verse 67. In the morning you shall say, oh, that is where evening. And at evening you will say, oh, that is where morning. Because of the fear which terrifies your heart, and because of the sight which your eyes see. The final verse under the curse. Verse 68, it says, and the Lord will take you back to Egypt in ships, by the way of which I said to you, you shall never see again. And there you shall be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you. So we just read those 54 verses that dealt with the curse. Dealt with the curse. So my question is, why do Christians not obey the word of God? What God has given us is an open book, an open book exam. See, the Bible, I've told you before, has every type of exam in it that you can imagine. It has multiple choice. It has fill-ins. It has true and false, short answers. You just have to search for them to find them, which is your best, which best fits your needs at that particular time. But you have to search for them, you know. And then once you search for them and you find it, then you apply that to your lives and you be obedient to the things of God, not disobedience. Now, you're there in Deuteronomy. Go to chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Okay, and we're going to read verses 15 to 20. And it says this: "So I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments." So God has set before us life and good, death and evil. So we have a choice to make. Either we can accept life and good, or we can accept death and evil. Multiple choice. Then in verse number 16, it says that I will command you to love the Lord your God. We are to love the Lord our God. And then it says to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments. So we should be able to do that. Amen. Because if we don't, then we're going to be disobedient to the word of God. Amen. Well, family, you know what? I'm just about out of time for this particular teaching, but I will finish this teaching up next week and I will start a new teaching. But until then, I hope that you've got a little bit of understanding of what disobedience is and the consequences. But until then, please remember these words from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.